From Side Effects Public Media, I'm Christine Herman. Where can a person go if they're too healthy for the hospital, but too sick to be out on the streets? For people experiencing homelessness, one option may be a medical respite program. These are facilities that provide people a safe place to recover from surgery or other illnesses and get help finding permanent housing. There are now more than 100 medical respite programs across the U.S. About 24 of those are in the Midwest. To learn more, I'm joined by Dan Gorenstein. He's host of the podcast Trade-Offs. Dan, thanks for being here.
Hey, Christine. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
So, Dan, you spoke with a man, Henry Jones, for your recent episode on medical respite. What's his story?
Henry's story really gives you a good sense of what medical respite actually looks like. So in 1991, Henry had been homeless for 11 years. He was on his feet a bunch and was in a bunch of pain all the time. When doctors checked him out at the hospital, though, they did not admit him. They said he wasn't sick enough. Instead, they referred him to a place called Christ House in Washington, D.C., which was a place for homeless men who were sick, but not sick enough for the hospital. Here's how Henry talked about it when he got there.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing because I was sleeping in the clean, nice, clean bed. I was getting some good food to eat. The nurses and the doctors, they were so concerned. They just wanted me to get better, and I could see that.
I mean, there, Christine, doctors diagnosed Henry with diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, and nerve damage in his legs. And after recuperating, Christ House also helped Henry find permanent housing. And really, that's the idea of medical respite at its best, giving people a place to recuperate and helping them find a permanent place to live.
So medical respite programs over the past 5 years or so have nearly doubled in the U.S. Why are we seeing such growth in something that's been around for nearly 40 years?
So homelessness is getting worse. There are nearly 600,000 people who were homeless in the U.S. in 2020. That number has grown every year since 2016. And the homeless population is also getting older and sicker. Then you've got this philosophical shift among some doctors, healthcare executives, and lawmakers, and they are seeing that factors like housing impact people's well-being and that healthcare really has some responsibility to do something about that.
So you say in your story that hospitals, philanthropies, and state and local funding have historically been the biggest funders of medical respite. Why is it that private insurers are getting into this now?
Under the Affordable Care Act, thousands of homeless people now have insurance through Medicaid. That's the health insurance program for low-income people. That happened because under the Affordable Care Act, states had the right to expand their Medicaid programs to people who do not have children. And many Medicaid programs want insurance companies that they contract with to cut out expensive avoidable care like hospital readmissions, you know, going back to the hospital for the same thing again and again. And a growing number of insurers think that medical respite is an answer.
Yeah, so what can you share about medical respite's track record? Is there evidence that it works?
There's certainly less evidence than anybody would like. There are about 20 articles. They're all peer-reviewed, published in medical journals, but have been authored by the medical respite programs. And no one has conducted a rigorous randomized controlled trial, at least in the United States, on this. But based on what we do have, three things do seem clear. One, people who use medical respite spend less time in the hospital. Two, they're less likely to be readmitted to the hospital for the same thing. And three, they're more likely to use primary care because, you know, possibly they're getting medical attention for the first time. What we don't know, though, Christine, is whether these programs are ultimately going to save any money. That remains an open question.
That's Dan Gorenstein, host of the podcast Trade-Offs. You can hear the full episode on medical respite at tradeoffs.org. Dan, thanks for taking the time.
Christine, thank you so much.